Hello, Star Wars fans. Welcome back to another episode of the Starlight Podcast. We got the trio back again for another week of Star Wars. A fantastic week. Welcome, John Bates, aka Daddy Sheev.
Yo, yo.
And of course, we've got the legend, Lord Dagobert.
Wow, thank you so much, everybody. It's time, baby. Unlock the knowledge.
Unlock the knowledge. As per usual, we're going to start with some recent Star Wars news, and what bigger news than a trailer? We got the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer officially. We had a little bit of a teaser and celebration, but now we've got an official teaser trailer. What did we think? It was a splash, unexpected. What do we think?
I want more, and I know I shouldn't. I was really excited for it. I mean, we talked literally last week on the podcast, speculating when we were going to get something for the show. We were discussing and speculating December, but this is a surprise to be sure, but a welcome one that we got it this soon. I mean, it's Mandalorian and Grogu. What's there not to love? I will say it felt more like a show trailer. I know it's just a teaser. I know we've had 3 seasons of The Mandalorian. I'd love to learn more about what the plot of the movie is about. Clearly, it's just a teaser for now, so we're just getting snippets and stuff. But I think as more things come out, more trailers, more announcements, we'll learn more about what the plot is. But there's some cool imagery I saw in there. I'm sure we'll get into with my guy Zeb, the Razor Crest Part 2, and so much more. But Dagobert, what did you think?
Honestly, it's so funny because we were just literally talking about when the hell this damn freaking trailer gonna come out, and finally it
Exactly.
does. And it was exactly what I expected, honestly. It is the Mandalorian season four, or even Mandalorian season one in movie form. And I'm not sure what people were expecting. I know we just got off the Andor thrill ride, man, but Andor is not Mandalorian, and I think people have already set themselves up for failure for expecting way too much from the Mandalorian.
Yeah, here's the deal, and I'm looking to the camera for this one. This is not Andor, guys. This show is not Andor. It's not. We talk about it all the time, how Star Wars is a buffet. And yes, Andor is a fantastic dish to have in that buffet. But Mandalorian and Grogu is not that. It's a different area, and it's gonna be fun. And that's what we got in this trailer. I think for me, it was all good vibes. We saw the Enzelans, we saw Grogu, we saw Din, we saw Rada the Hutt flexing.
Oh.
What more could you want from a teaser trailer for this movie? Exactly. He's on the trend too. Like he's give me his workout plan because I need that. But yeah, I do understand what Johnny was saying earlier, how it does seem a little bit more like another season of the TV show, specifically with the way it's shot. And I've seen some people talk about how it's a little bit gray, like gray skies still kind of got that volumization of Star Wars. So I definitely recognize that that is a critique that you could have with this. But besides that, it's just fun. It's just going to be a fun Star Wars story that we're going to get in theaters. We don't really know that much about it right now, but it seems like it's gonna be a good movie. I'm gonna have fun in the trailer. I know you were talking about it on your stream too, Dagovir, how people were talking like, oh, I'm not that excited for this, and you told them that that's not the case.
Yeah. I to this day, when I saw this, I was like, it's just gonna be a fun movie, guys. You know, like Grogu is in the title. It's gonna be a Mando and Grogu adventure, and I genuinely believe it's going to be almost like a soft reset for the Mandalorian verse. I feel like this is their way to say, hey, you know, movies make money, but I think we're actually gonna kind of start over the story here with everything else. And I know people aren't gonna be hyped about that. But one thing this movie is not going to be is bad. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be entertaining. And I think that's really all that you're going to get for this show. You're not going to get anything that's like captivating, in-depth drama, thriller. No, I doubt it. It's just going to be Mandalorian goodness and probably taking back the franchise or the story of The Mandalorian back to season one.
Yeah, it gives me almost like a hot like a Solo vibe, where
Yes.
people weren't going into Solo being like, oh my God, like we're gonna get something crazy from Solo. It was after The Last Jedi, so it was a little toxic in there, but it is going to be a fun movie, and I think anybody who goes to see it is not going to be disappointed, because when they sit in that theater seat and they see Grogu on the screen and they see Din and they see explosions and they see AT-ATs, they see Zeb, they see all of these really cool characters and cool things that are going to happen in the movie, you can't be hating on that. You can't be sad. You can't be disappointed. I think we're good. I think we're going in a good direction with this. This is a palate cleanser for Star Wars movies and for Star Wars fans.
It's been 6 years. It's been a long time since we've had something in theaters. I think people just like to be haters. One thing I'm noticing is, oh my God, it's not gonna be as good as Andor. We're talking to three of the biggest Andor fans right here. But I think people are now expecting this kind of, like you noted, Connor, this like intense drama. That's not what Mandalorian and Grogu is or are.
It
It's
has
this
never
movie.
been.
It's
It
never
has never
been.
been
It's always
that.
been a fun dad-son space adventure, and that's what I'm expecting from this film. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be super in depth. It's not going to be like crazy. Like I walk out of the theater and I look like that soldier meme where I've just seen a ghost. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
That's not going to be that with this film. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. There's going to be explosions. There's going to be little baby Grogu doing funny stuff. Mando's going to be a badass. I mean, my guy Zeb in the trailer just messing up
Yes, he looks
people. Don't mess
amazing.
with my boy.
What do you think we're
Yeah.
gonna get with Zeb? What, like, you're a huge Zeb fan, Johnny. I know you are,
Yeah, I
but
love Zeb, dude. He's one of my favorite characters from Rebels. Him and Ezra, which I know is unpopular here. I love Ezra Bridger, but we could talk about that another day. But yeah, what I'm expecting from Zeb is, I mean, they kind of teased him in Mando season three. And from what I can, what I'm speculating so far is he was gonna be in that show, with Cara Dune about like Rangers of the New Republic, and maybe they're looping some of that into the show where he helps Dan hunt down Imperial remnants of some kind. I'm just speculating here, but I'm assuming that's where he might fit into the story because at this point, what we saw in season three is he's still part of the New Republic at this point. So, and I'm trying to remember. He did, I think, you know, we see in the trailer he meets Din, but I think he might have met Din, you know, on that at that bar when
Yes.
in season three.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's how they kind of maybe acquainted. So that's how I kind of see him being brought into this story, at least my initial speculation.
Yeah,
Yeah,
at
because
Delphi Outpost it was, I think. It was Delphi. Yeah, I think it
Delphi,
was.
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, Zeb is really important, even though he's not my favorite character. But he's Lasats kind of were like the first Wookiees, especially with the Ralph McQuarrie concept art. That if you look at that, Chewbacca basically looks like Zeb. So I really feel like Zeb could be a very new Chewbacca type character that we see. And I hope the live action really delivers, because what I've seen from the trailer, what we saw from The Mandalorian, is his model looks good. Like, he looks
Yes.
very good. Like, they have been waiting to
They
use
nailed
him.
it.
Maybe it was, yeah, Rangers of the Republic, whatever it was, and it's about time. And I expect him to be going absolutely insane and showing people what they couldn't see in Rebels.
Yeah. To me, in my head, the plot with Zeb is going to be because in The Mandalorian, we see that the pilot, who's that one pilot that is always helping Mando?
Oh
I
yeah,
forget his
I know
name.
what you're talking about. Yeah.
That pilot is, keeps telling people that the Empire is coming. Like, the Empire is still
Yeah.
here. Like, we need to do something. We need to do something. In my mind, Zeb probably knows that for 100% certain that the Empire is still around. And he's, in my head, he like breaks orders to go with Din and help him and do all this stuff. He's kind of doing like a secret mission for like away from the bureaucracy of the New Republic. That's in my head what's going to happen. They're going to be spending their time on the Outer Rim, fighting all of these different, whatever it's going to be, criminal underworld, whether it's Rot of the Hutt, whether it's the Empire. That's the plot that I think is going to happen with them. I don't know what you guys are thinking for this, but like in my head, it's just going to be almost, they're just going to go from planet to planet to planet to planet.
That's what I'm kind of expecting as well. I mean, I'm not sure how else you could do the story. I mean, based on what we've seen, I do think it's going to tie into Ahsoka potentially and Thrawn at some point. Like, maybe that is part of it, because I know there's speculation, of, tying everything together. So maybe that's like the end of the movie, is, Thrawn's return and whatnot. But we'll just have to wait and see. But I'm definitely looking forward to this. We're gonna have to go see it together. We have to figure that out.
Hell
that would be sick.
Let's go.
But yeah.
I fully expect Thrawn to be the end credit scene, honestly.
Yeah,
That's
end credit or like last minute of the movie, like something that's gonna lead into what we're getting with Ahsoka season two, because that is coming out around the same time, correct?
I would
Or
say
before or after?
probably, I'm assuming the live action is supposed to be happening maybe quarter three or quarter four of the year. Since this movie is quarter two, quarter one, yeah, quarter two, so that's where I'm expecting it to be. But I would assume that the Imperial Remnant is going to be the main villain that's behind everything, and I think what we saw in the trailer is actually probably the first 15, 20 minutes of the movie. I
Yeah.
really hope Rada is not a villain. I actually really want Rada to be a freaking Brotron the entire time and being just super cool. I really hope that is the case because Jabba was evil as hell. And I just really want Rada. If he's in this arena doing stuff, and maybe he's also kind of somewhat of a friend or a contact for Captain Carson. That would be really cool, because Mando and Carson, they get along with the pilot rebel. So I think that'd be really cool. But I would love kind of Rada to be almost like a Talon Card from Heir to the Empire, from Zahn stuff, where this guy knows everything, he's connected by everything, and he can be because he's Rada and he's a Hutt cartel, he needs the Hutts. So I think that'd be really cool if he's like just like a bro the entire movie, and Din earns his respect immediately in the first 20 minutes of the show getting into that vault.
Yeah, they might fight. That would be kind of cool. I mean, he's like, "I beat you, bro. All right, give me the information." And then he like daps him up. But yeah, that maybe he is some kind of like connection to to Din. I don't really see him. At least, I mean, we saw like 1 minute of a trailer. I don't really see him as a villain type character, at least from what I've seen so far.
I don't know if you guys, have you guys ever read the Aftermath books?
Yes.
I've watched a
Okay,
lot of
so do you
YouTube
remember?
videos. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the first book, Connor, but there is a baby Hutt in that movie, in that book. There is a baby Hutt that Cobb Vanth is one of the characters, funny enough, that is in that book too, from a couple pages. So I wonder if that may also show up, and also maybe Rada might have a soft spot for Grogu and Din Djarin's relationship. So I could see that kind of being a thing, but that's just me being the expanded universe fan hoping that they actually give a shit about that. But I don't know. I think this movie will be really fun, and I think that I'm already going to enjoy it because I love the first two seasons of The Mandalorian, and that's what that trailer made me feel like. It was going back to what Mandalorian did the best.
What made it good in the first place, for sure, which is just the two your two main your two bros, just going around the galaxy. And
Saturday morning cartoons
yeah,
adventures, basically.
for sure.
It to me, it doesn't, and I get the sentiment that it doesn't feel like a Star Wars movie. Like it doesn't seem like it has that mass to it. It almost feels more like a Marvel movie to me, like where it's gonna lead to something bigger in the story. So I get that sentiment. Is and I know I think that's why, Johnny, you probably say it feels more like a TV show, but it's gonna be fun as hell, and it's gonna be good, and it's gonna look good on the big screen. So
IMAX, baby.
I think people have to kind of take a chill pill, especially the Andor supremists. All right, it's not gonna be Andor.
Dude, like, it's like they want Grogu and the Mandalorian to have like a 20-minute conversation about New Republic taxes. Like, guys, that was good for Andor, and that was a very serious, mature show. I don't want Grogu talking about that. I want Grogu being cute, hanging out with Mando, while Mando, slimes a bunch of Imperial stormtroopers, and just a fun little adventure. That's what we need. We don't need, like, it's not going to be serious. Like, I don't think people understand that. Andor is what it is. It's a mature show. Mandalorian Grogu is going to be fun. We don't need to talk about taxes all the time, guys. Like, chill out.
And what did you sacrifice,
Yeah, oh my God.
Grogu? Yeah. I sacrificed my
Everything.
life.
I couldn't imagine one of those monologues being in it. What I will say for this is I want to make sure that at the very least the CGI is good. I actually think Mandalorian CGI has been some of the best in the Star
Better than the
Wars.
other shows. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean Andor to me is top, but Mandalorian I think has always been right there, especially
Solid.
when it comes to the monsters.
Like the
I've
crate
always
monster.
loved.
Yeah, like the
Yeah, the
crate
crate
dragon.
Oh my
was
man,
sick.
have you seen that episode again yet, Connor? I know you were watching it.
No, I haven't got there yet.
Oh God, when you, dude, I don't know, man. You may have to let me know when you watch that shit because I love watching that episode. I may have to
Yeah.
watch it with you, bro.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the monsters and CGI, what I want to see is better puppetry from Grogu. That's what I can say. It's because there are some times where I feel like they're really kind of, just he's just a doll, that's it, just a doll. I want to see some budget go into something of CGI maybe, or just, I don't know, some evolution of it. I do want to see some sets. I don't really want to see the volume, but I know that's all we're getting, So I at the very least want it to, when I go to this movie, I want it to feel like a movie, for at least for The Mandalorian. And I'm not sure I'm going to get that. And that's probably the one thing I could say that I'm for sure know that I'm not going to get when I go to this movie.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to convey earlier is when I say it looks like a TV show, which makes sense. I mean, we've had 3 seasons of this show, so it makes sense they're gonna make it look like what you've already seen. But I feel like with a movie, like, well, I was expected to just be a little more of a higher quality, because it is a film compared to a TV show. That's just me.
I understand that. And a lot of people on my stream too were like, dude, this I'm not hype about this. This does not look like a Star Wars movie. And I think that's a very valid take, but I also understood too that I wasn't gonna get like that Millennium Falcon shot when you see in The Force Awakens, which is like, in my opinion, one of the best Star Wars shots of the sequel trilogy, especially when it came to that trailer. I knew I wasn't gonna get that, because The Mandalorian has never really been that, but then again too, I don't think that it's bad for people asking for these things, because at the end of the day too, I also feel like Star Wars needs to have this level of quality that sometimes, even with The Mandalorian, it just does not execute well.
I agree. I think I'm looking at this poster here, and I do really like this movie poster. It's got
Hell yeah.
that, it's got the font. Johnny, I know you're a UX designer. How do you feel about that font? You're my
Hold on,
font
hold on.
guy.
We gotta pull it up. Hold up, I gotta pull it up here.
Yeah, for those on the pod, Johnny is my resident font guy.
Yes.
He was obsessed with fonts when we were in college because that was his major.
I had a class, typography class, where I literally had to study fonts. I remember, like, at one of our tests, there was like 60 font faces that I had to identify. So even to this day, when I look at like a score bug for sports or like a newspaper, like I can tell what font it is. It's kind of a curse.
That's awesome. So when you pick Agency FB, when we do our subtitles, I feel very impressed because that was the first one you liked, and I was like, wow, that's the one I've been using
It's a good
forever.
font. It's good and bold. I like it.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of Futura, if you're familiar.
Well,
I
okay,
just
all
know
right, I'll have to get
fonts.
that one. Man, that's
Looking at the
crazy.
I'm looking at the poster, the one with oh wait, no, that's not the right one. I'm looking at the Mandalorian poster. Hold up, Mandalorian and Grogu.
Oh, you're talking about the actual logo, the Mandalorian and Grogu
Oh,
logo,
that's
right?
clean. That's clean. That's cool. That's very
Yeah.
clean.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
even
that.
said in my reaction, I was like, I've never been more excited about fonts in my entire
Dude,
life.
I love
Right.
the like comic style. Like I immediately get like a comic book vibe from this. Like I think that's what the font really reminds me of, like that kind of style. Oh, that's ooh, it might even be like hand done font maybe. Ooh, that is really nice. Now I'm just like salivating over fonts. That's what this is. I'm
Sorry
not.
guys, this is not a
This
Star
is
Wars podcast anymore. It's a font
Yeah, we're
podcast.
gonna review fonts today, guys. We're gonna sans and sans serif. We're gonna dive at the difference. But not this poster is sick in general. I really like the art style of the font here is good.
And
And
on the top right, it says it's almost like we said before, a Saturday cartoon. It's just starring Pedro Pascal as Din Djarin and Grogu as himself.
See, I just think that's what the Mandalorian has always been. It's
Yeah.
never hid that. I don't know. I also think though, like we were talking about before, that Andor has somewhat educated and matured a lot of the Star Wars fan base, and now they want more of Andor and dark and drama and thrillers, where before they didn't like it, you know. So I think now they're just like, damn, you know, I used to like orange chicken at this buffet. Now I want something else, you know. And I understand and I get that, but we also have to stop making other Star Wars projects what they're not. Like, this is, it's not that project, guys. It's never been, even in its pinnacle.
Yeah, if you want some more dark political thrillers, read the books. There's a bunch of those that
Yeah.
have that
Yes.
vibe as well. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think they released this at a good time. We got some Starfighter stuff, then we got this. So I think we're kind of eating low key
Yeah.
with some stuff.
Yeah,
Yes.
we're getting fed right now. Looking at the poster further, as I'm looking here, I even also get like some old movie vibe too, like maybe like 50s, 60s. I think that's also like comic
West
book that
Western,
too.
yeah.
Big Western. Yeah,
Yes.
space Western. Let's tell you what it is. So I'm getting that vibe from it too. Also, I didn't realize this. Mando's in an AT-ST. All right. Or not an AT-ST. Oh my God, AT-RT from Clone Wars.
Oh,
Oh,
really? Yeah.
yeah, he's in an AT-RT. That's actually kind of fire. And it even looks like a 501st, maybe a little bit custom too. And then we have the two, Jabba the Hutt, like cousins or whatnot from Book of Boba
Twins from
Fett.
Book of Boba Fett,
Book of
yes.
Boba Fett, yeah. And then Zeb, and this other lady that I don't know that I forget what na her name is, but I remember from your reaction, Dagomir. Sigourney
Sigourney
Weaver.
Weaver. That's Ripley.
Yeah.
That's one of the best, bro. Just put some respect on her name.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. But yeah, this has given me space Western comic vibes, and I'm all for it. This is now I'm more hyped just looking at the poster because of the font, guys. The font got me locked in. But yeah, it's a
Let's
sick
go.
poster too. I
Yeah,
kind of want to get
I
this
see what you're
poster
talking about.
for my
Oh, did you also notice that didn't jo there's another person there that I don't know if it is Din Djarin or
Yeah,
not.
but
He does
it looks
not
like
have a
Din
face.
because he's got his what do you call that rifle from season one that he had that like
I
disintegrated
don't know
people.
if it's that.
It
Yeah,
looks like
I
that.
yes, he has the Ambien rifle, but
Is that
it's
Zeb?
not his. No, I don't know. His armor is different. It's
It
another
looks like a
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, but like middle right next to the May 22 font.
It's right above the AT,
Yeah, the
yeah.
AT-RT. Yeah. I
ATRT,
don't
sorry, guys.
know, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to get this poster when I can like buy it. I feel
Yes.
like it'd be sick to hang up on the wall back here. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I
That
want this
No,
movie
hey,
now.
if you guys end up wanting to go somewhere, you could probably go to Downtown Disney down in Orlando, where I am, and they always have the not just the posters there, but you could take a photo in front of the poster before you watch the movie. It's a giant poster. I do that for Fantastic. I do it for all the time, bro. I'm just saying, I'm throwing an invite out now, you know, just
Yo, I'll
letting
see you there May 22nd. I'll see you there, brother.
you know. Hell yeah. Let's
I'll knock on your
go.
door. I'll knock on
Live
your door.
pod,
Get you with
live
one of these.
pod. That would be
Hey.
crazy. Live pod, live reaction.
Yeah. Instant reaction the second we walk out of the theater. Just go live and talk about it.
Live podcast in the
Yeah.
parking lot.
Yeah, in the parking lot.
That's
Oh,
awesome.
dude, I'm now more hyped for this film as we are just talking about it and looking at fonts on the poster and looking at the poster. Oh, goodness.
Hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to get hype. You
Yeah,
guys are
I'm
my
hyped.
daily, you guys are my weekly dose of Star Wars hype.
Yes, sir. Can't not wait.
Yeah, anything else that we want to comment on for Mandalorian and Grogu?
And we talked
I'm
about,
excited, man.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just excited, dude.
Yeah.
I am very curious about merchandise because I always like to see what's gonna happen when they get through. I mean, I know a lot of people are gonna be like, popcorn box, your popcorn box, Grogu popcorn box. I'm just like, I was talking about a little bit about this on my stream yesterday, was about Force Fridays, and the Force Thursdays and stuff, where you would go to Target and GameStop. I was waiting at like 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes before it was also at Toys R Us, you know, back in the
R.I.P.
day. And yeah, and doing all that and getting the like new stuff that would come out. I hope there is something that they do for this because I'm I am getting excited. And The Mandalorian just has a special place in my heart. It's where I first started the reactions, you know. So I hope they do it right. I hope they do it justice.
Yeah, I think we'll get a good movie. I think they'll do exactly what we want them to do with this.
A fun space adventure.
And listen, we're gonna get peak Grogu capitalism. I mention this every time we talk about The Mandalorian. It's Grogu capitalism time,
Here
everybody.
comes the money. Money, money, money,
Here
money, money,
we
money,
are.
money.
I'm gonna be a victim. You guys are going to be victims. Anybody listening to this podcast is going to be a victim of Grogu capitalism, and we're all gonna accept it.
Dude, it's money bags. That's literally what Grogu is. It's just an infinite money glitch for
Yeah, and they had
this.
double XP with the Anzellans too.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm gonna have to cop some merch. I'm sure they're gonna have some sick action figures too. I'm into that stuff as well. I see Dagger, you have some behind you. You have that Thrawn Black series. I'm sure the Black series will have a couple, maybe a Zeb, Mandalorian, Grogu, they'll have all that. I'll have to maybe cop some of those. They'll probably be announced within the next couple months.
Yeah, here. What I'll do is I will show you guys the one that I used to get for Force Fridays. And it was one of my favorites because it's the Carbonite
Yo.
Mandalorian, and this was
Gee.
before the first episode had come out. And I remember staying out there at like 5 o'clock in the morning and talking to everybody, and then I want this one, and then this one showed up, and I didn't even know it existed. And I was like, "You guys want this one?" There was also a Boba Fett one that was there.
This is
So I
before
ended up
season
getting it,
one.
and it's always been like a really important piece to just like the Mandalorian era that we had when the first episodes were coming out, man. It's just I like it, I enjoy it, and I don't really get a lot anymore outside of like maybe the old Republic Funko that'll come out, but I've just really been invested into books right now and maybe a statue here and there, so I'm very picky about that. But if they do this stuff, man. God, man, I might get that stuff again, dude. I can't wait, dude.
The wallets are gonna be hurting.
Ooh, it'll be worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think we're gonna pivot here to our next topic. Another news story about our boy John Boyega.
The legend.
The homie.
He Dagger, you wanna explain kind of what happened here?
Yeah, do you have the post, because I want to make sure that I say everything right. I guess you can kind of guide me through it. But Star Wars Twitter, as always, is very reactionary, and they say things. And a lot of people are always ready to talk about John Boyega because, you know, I mean, he's a fantastic actor. A lot of people really love Finn and had hoped that, you know, Finn was going to get a little bit more. But the one thing that he had talked about was, of course, the sequel trilogy criticism. And he had gone on about how, you know, everybody knows John Boyega is a big video game fan. I mean, he was Battlefront 2, the campaign. They even used him for the marketing as well. And he was kind of right there as kind of the face of the new era of Battlefront. But for the prequels, he was talking about basically if he was a producer, he would. You know, kind of put more support around the big three, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Leia. And he specifically stated that he would want Luke Skywalker to do something a little bit more action-packed instead of just sitting there like a projector and a doppelganger. And there was two video game eras that he had mentioned specifically, and he wanted to utilize ideas from The Force Unleashed and the Knights of the Old Republic stories. He even goes to say, see what we can add to the continuity of that. I would definitely want to see the Force Unleashed stories in there. I would try to expand Star Wars universe as much as possible while respecting the lore. If we are expanding the lore, we have to do it in within the respective boundaries to stay true. And I think a lot of people are not really understanding what he's trying to say, because everybody and their mother that loves Star Wars The Force Unleashed knows that it is a video game and it is extremely exaggerating the Force abilities. It is wild and crazy. Sam Witwer has talked about that's the whole point of the game because it's The Force Unleashed. George Lucas said that's great. That's a great idea. We should do it because it's a video game. But I think even John Boyega understands that that is not the way that you would portray characters in the movies. And people have kind of just been going really crazy on Twitter about what John Boyega is saying. And I do not like the energy that some of these people are criticizing him with, man.
What are some of the criticisms? Like, what are they saying?
I think that a lot of people online know that some of the most toxic people that say the darnest things online may or may not have a Revan, Darth Revan profile picture. Some of these people, I think, are also guilty of not even playing the video games. It's just a character that they love, maybe because they watch videos or they read a comic or their friend told them about it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's clear that when you bring up the Old Republic or Starkiller or The Force Unleashed, I think those stories, those characters, those attributes of that era are all, I guess, affiliated with a certain side of the fandom that may or may not be racist, you know, that may or not be some of the biggest assholes in the fandom, you know. I personally feel like, you know, I don't think that we should just make someone crucify someone for loving the Old Republic or Revan or Starkiller. But they were definitely upset, and I mean they, as in the people that love the sequel trilogy, were pretty upset about John Boyega talking about the same era and characters of Star Wars that those same people that we're talking about always affiliate what should be with what should be the next story in Star Wars.
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point. Like, there is a very, very toxic side of this fandom that, like you said, may have a Revan profile pic or may be super, super passionate about the Old Republic, or you know, there's a bunch of things that we know in this fandom that are true. And I think this is not that. This is John Boyega expressing his professional opinion as he is in the film industry on what he would do as a fan of this franchise. And I think a lot of us would love to be in his position where he's able to, you know, kind of express what he would do with the Star Wars characters. I think it could trigger some people into thinking that he's just taking a shit on the sequel trilogy. I could see how you could see that. But I don't think it's anything to get up in arms about. He's just like one of us who has things that he wants to see from characters, has things that he probably would rather have not seen from specifically like his character or any of these legacy characters that he talks about honoring. So I think it's a little bit of a reach to go out and basically bash John Boyega for giving his opinion. As someone who has played The Force Unleashed and who has obviously delved into the Old Republic. Like, I think he knows what he's talking about.
You can go do it, Chief, and then I'll go.
Oh,
Cause
okay.
I got a lot of shit to say, but
I was
I want
gonna
to
just
make the
let you cook. Like, I mean, I really don't have much more to add other than what you two guys have already said. I mean, Boyega is a passionate Star Wars fan, which I've always loved about him. And, you know, I appreciate his enthusiasm for Star Wars even after I feel like he was done dirty in the sequels, in my opinion. I think people are just, again, haters for no reason, and Star Wars fans in particular. Nobody hates Star Wars more than Star Wars fans. I hear that over and over again. But,
Yeah. One of the
go ahead.
things that I'm looking at these quotes right here, he does say like our new characters will not be OP in these movies. They won't just grab stuff and know what to do with it. You've got to struggle like every other character in this franchise. I do disagree with some of that. His
Yeah,
sense
yeah, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
these
Yeah.
characters didn't struggle. We've seen all of these characters, even Finn himself got bodied by Kylo Ren. Rey gets bodied by Kylo Ren until the entire planet splits in half. So yeah, I think that's a little bit maybe dramatic on his end, but go ahead, Dagomir.
All right, so I just really dislike how the fandom continuously crucifies each other. Like, I'm an Old Republic and a goddamn High Republic fan, you know? Does that exist? You know, it's really frustrating for me especially someone that is extremely passionate about both continuities, to see an asshole in my YouTube comments with a Revan profile picture that clearly has never played the game. It's okay, I get it, dude. Like I understand, like everybody has gotten into the Star Wars fandom at one point. That's not what I'm talking about. I hate how we have to consistently see something and then assume that this is the worst. This is like Revan is the poster boy of racism, you know, and I don't think that's fair to the character. I don't think that's fair to the people that that created Knights of the Old Republic. I think that's ridiculous. And I think it's the same type of stuff where the High Republic comes out and it's this brand new era, not even touching anything from Legends continuity. And Legends fans and Old Republic fans are already talking about how it's a replacement or it's dog shit or it's woke, whatever that means. You know, I think that these people that are criticizing John Boyega for his own passions, his own views, are doing the same shit that everybody has been doing to them in the Star Wars fandom. I think it's the same thing, man. And it's never going to end. It's always going to be. But it really disheartens like my passion for this franchise, which is ultimately finding people like you guys and talking about it. And we're all doing the same thing, you know, especially when someone does not align with our views. It's all of a sudden now we are black or white, you know, we are left or right, you know. And I just it really frustrates me, man, because we all know John is so freaking passionate about Star Wars video games. Let the man dream about what he's going to want, because it's not going to come to fruition. It's not. You're not going to
No.
see Old Republic stuff in live action. He's not going to change a sequel
I'm not gonna
trilogy.
retcon the sequels. Like, it's literally just
Yeah.
his opinion, like in his perfect world, if he were to do it. It's literally speculation. Like, it's never going to happen, and people are getting upset about that. Like, chill out, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and but I understand everybody else's like in my opinion, there were some really great criticisms out there. You know, one that I saw was like, you know, Luke Skywalker taking his lightsaber and destroying the ATTs and throwing them across the planet seemed really cool if I was 13. And I understand that, you know, but I think also that 13-year-old that's watching Star Wars wants to see that, you know, because we all were that 13-year-old, you know, watching Revenge of the Sith or watching The Force Awakens, whatever it was, we all were a part of that. And I think George Lucas would not exclude that from the fandom. I just really wish that we would stop attacking people for for liking certain aspects of Star Wars. You know, if you like lightsabers in the Force, awesome, I'm hyped for you. If you like drama and thrillers and romance and tragedy, I'm so hyped for you. If you like the High Republic and it's your favorite goddamn thing, I'm so glad you are here. But every time I talk about the Old Republic, man, I just instantly feel like I am just gonna get shit on because I talk about that and I get the instant that's not canon. And I just think it's the same type of energy as Rey's a Mary Sue and the sequels aren't canon.
I think people have to remember that we're all on the same team in the Star Wars fandom. We all want good projects. We all want to enjoy stuff. We all want stuff. We all fell in love with this franchise at some point or another because we thought something was cool or we really liked this character. We have to kind of go back to that when we get into these contentious topics. Before the next time you feel like dunking on someone or shitting on someone in the comments, like take a step back and be like, hey, how would I feel if I made a comment and someone is, you know, being a just being shitty to me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That stuff is something that you have to take into consideration, and it is d disheartening, especially for me. I just go back to the Acolyte stuff where it
Yes.
was just constant and
Ugh.
constant and
Yeah.
constant. And it is 1000% okay if you don't like the Acolyte. But the way that this fandom behaved towards people who did like the Acolyte, the actors within the actual show, and just the overall treatment of people in comment sections, was disheartening. Like you said, it's something that is taxing as a fandom, especially for people who make content in the fandom and try to put a positive energy out every day into this fandom, hoping for it to be reciprocated, and then it's just not even a shot. And I've gotten some of that with like the sequel stuff whenever I talk about how I enjoy The Last Jedi, but it just like recently that Acolyte stuff, it just brings me back to that dark place of like, oh, sometimes this fandom is the absolute worst, because I try to surround myself with people like you guys who have a very positive outlook on even things that you guys don't enjoy. So that's sometimes where I put my blinders up, and it's like, hey, I've surrounded myself with a community of people who are able to have these conversations and constructive criticisms without being the worst ever.
Yeah,
Dude, like
absolutely.
if you said you liked something from The Acolyte last year, is like people just pulled out guns on you, dude. Like, how dare you say that? This is the worst show ever. Like, you couldn't like say anything positive at all. And it's okay to not like the show, but like you guys alluded to, like it was so toxic of an environment. Connor, I remember your comment sections, dog. It was like a bloodbath in there. Anytime you made a post, it was immediate toxicity. Like, oh my God.
It's the absolute worst.
I'll never forget being inside Galaxy's Edge, Disney's Star Wars theme park, and Last Jedi had just come out. And I'll remember this guy. He was maybe like 5'5", and he is sitting there shit talking Rian Johnson at the top of his lungs in front of children in Disney World. F ruined Johnson. He destroyed my character. F and but this guy is in the middle of Disney. And I was just like, dude, like, I get it, bro. I can't stand that movie too. But look at all the people you're around. Like, there's a freaking Finn cosplayer right there, and he's like 6, 7 years old. This little girl's got Rey stuff on. Like, shut the F up, bro. We get it. There's just like Professor Oak says in my Pokemon game, there's a time and place for everything, and it's not today, son. Like, God. And this guy's like 40 years old and everything. I don't want to be that, even in my darkest days. Even in my darkest days. And you guys know how I feel about The Last Jedi. You guys know how I feel about the Acolyte and Kenobi and all these things. And I just don't want to get like that, because I just think, what's the point? What is the point of
The outrage.
infecting everybody else to my level, and then also taking people's happiness away that genuinely like it? That's cool you like it, but I'm not gonna shit on you for that, bro. I'm glad you enjoyed it,
That's wild. Did that guy get kicked out? Did they get kicked out? Do you not know? Oh.
No, I gave him a dirty look, but that was it. He stopped talking after that, and the guy that he was talking to walked away from him. But it's just one of those things. I get it. I understand too, bro. I felt certain ways, but I just think, in the middle of Disney World, bro, and there's literally kids all around you, man, just come
Yeah,
on,
it's kind
dude.
of
You know,
wild.
it's the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, I've been to Galaxy's Edge as well. I don't know how you can be mad there. Yeah, I walked in and I was like, I'm home. Like, this is incredible.
That's the other thing too, is like, again, I'll reiterate this, I'll have to say this so many times, you guys know how I feel about the sequel trilogy, but I love Galaxy's Edge, man.
Yeah, dude.
I love
So
Galaxy,
nice.
and I moved here for that place. I did. I don't give a shit.
That's awesome.
That's what happened, and I walked in there first time I saw it. I'm not really the biggest Rey fan, but I don't hate her, and first person I saw walking in there was Rey, laughing at me, made me choke on my drink. And then I get harassed by Chewbacca and Rey and Vi Marotti. I have a whole video of it, but it was an experience for me that was more than just Star Wars. It was like a personal thing. And then, of course, you get your lightsaber all built up and stuff if you want to waste all that money, which is not a waste at all. It's a freaking great experience, but it's just an amazing place. If you could detach yourself from, it's just a sequel trilogy, it's Star Wars to me. And I think when you get so frustrated and upset, I don't know, it's like the dark side, bro. You just get corrupted, and your eyes don't allow you to see anymore. And I think a lot of people have just lost control, man. And maybe it's humans. Maybe it's more than just Star Wars, but it just sucks to see this consistently happen in the fandom, and we're all doing it to each other, all of us.
It's an escape. We all got into Star Wars because it was like almost an escape from your life. Like it's something that is so, it's I don't know. I try to explain my feelings about Star Wars and how it's like such a big part of my life now, especially like all like my friends, you guys I talk to every single day. And it's terrible to see people take that and twist it to basically just, I don't know if they're projecting or not, but I agree with that. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, man.
Now I want to go back to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, man. It's so fun, man.
Yeah.
Like, some of the best times is like right now, and also before when school starts, because nobody's there. And of course, in Florida, everyone's all terrified of hurricanes. I'm a Florida boy, so I don't give a shit. It's like the other day for me,
Another Tuesday, yeah.
And yeah, and so I'll go in on like a Tuesday when I can, and bro, there is nobody there, and it's raining. It feels like a planet. I don't care about Toy Story and all these other parts of the park. I literally am just here for Batu. And man, it is so fun. You guys got to get a Ronto wrap, bro, and just enjoy it and
Oh,
just
dude.
sit there and
Yeah,
just
I didn't get one
vibe.
though.
Ronto
I know.
wraps
I will
electric.
literally be your tourist guide and show you this is why this is there. And then this is why this is there. And then did you know this? I'm the worst. It happens all the time. I'm just one of those people. But yeah, it's so fun. And I don't know, man. It's almost like this hopium inside my brain and neurons with when I just get there and listen to all the sounds. It's so fun, man. It's really
Yeah.
enjoyable. Yeah.
Dude, Disney, I mean, I kind of learned about this when I was at Disney because I took a class when I was there. But like, they do such a good job of like immersing yourself and making it feel like you're actually like in the environment of the park. Like, you walk into the Galaxy's Edge, it feels like you're in Star Wars. In my case, when I was in Disneyland, I went to Cars. It felt like you were in Radiator Springs. Like, they do such a good job of like immersing you into that world and environments. And last time I built a droid, this time I gotta bite the bullet and spend $200 on a lightsaber because you can kind of see I have the droid right there. It's kind of
Yeah,
cut off at the
I
top,
see him. Yeah.
but yeah, that was sick. Like, just going to like the build a droid factory and like build my own droid. Like,
Yeah.
it was
Yeah.
so peak.
Last year I went to Disneyland as well, Johnny. I met all of my mutuals, so many of them, and this is before we had even connected Dagomir. And we went for a Star Wars night. So the park was open late. And everyone was dressed up in cosplay. Everyone had their lightsabers, and they had like an entire, basically like a scene where everybody is like lifting up their lightsabers. They ignite them all at the same time, and I'm just looking and I'm like, oh my God, like this is absolutely crazy, and it's all because of Star Wars. So I would have never went over out to California. I would have never met people. I would have never met you guys. I would have met Johnny, but Johnny was one of the people who had gotten me back into Star Wars,
Yeah, 'cause when I met you, when I met you, oh, what'd you say?
just by yapping, just me and you were just talking.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I met you, yeah, you like knew of Star Wars, but like you really started getting back into it. I mean, we talked last week, like I showed you all the Old Republic trailers, and then you started rewatching stuff and like Clone Wars and all that, and then dude, like here you are, man. Like, Star Wars, it just brings people together. There's nothing. That's why I love so much about it. It's just such a no matter where you are or who you are or where you're from, like, Star Wars just brings people together. It's the best.
Yeah,
So no more toxicity. I'm done.
it's not even though like people have to get along. I think I just want people to
Respect
exist with each other.
exists. Yeah,
Yeah, you
exactly.
know, yeah.
It's about respect. Like, some of the stuff I see, it's like just so toxic and
It's
upsetting. Like, you can not
obviously.
like things, but.
Like obviously every single person that we talk to is not gonna be like us, because it's just three of
Yeah,
us, doing
fair.
this vibe. But like there's a certain point where, like, I'm sure there were like hella late nights when you were talking to Connor, and it was just like, wow, this is a really cool thing in Star Wars. That's how I've always made some of my best friends, is just sitting there and maybe talking about Revan, or maybe talking about Knights of the Old Republic and me playing alone to 3 a.m. and I tell people about what happens in the game, or I tell them about Exar Kun and Luke Skywalker or the Drangnir, whatever else is that I really enjoy. And they just start talking. What about this? What about that? It's never about like, oh, that sounds stupid. It's always just more in curiosity. And now it's just like, that's dumb. That's stupid. He's an idiot. Idiot. It's just, I don't know, man. It's to me, it's not Star Wars. It just seems like high school you know, and everybody's sitting at a table, and I was the one not sitting at a table, and I just don't want to be affiliated with it, you know.
Yep. I remember, Johnny, we were, it was our finals week, and we were on and off. One of us would go and study, and one of us would play Battlefront, and then we would switch. One of us would study, and in your break, you would play Battlefront, and we were just grinding the entire night before our finals, stayed up the entire
Dude,
time.
I think we played 10 hours straight on and off
Yeah.
of Star Wars Battlefront 2. And funny enough, that was before my font final. All the fonts. I remember, because it was an 8 a.m. final. It was an 8 a.m. final. And I remember staying up with you and our other roommate all night. And I went right in that font final and I passed that thing. I knew
Let's
March fonts,
go.
man. I knew Comic Sans. I knew Futura. I knew Arial. I got them all locked down.
Is awesome,
Oh
dude.
goodness. But
Oh
yeah,
my
but dude,
goodness.
that's one of my favorite memories. And dude, even to this day, like I don't play it as much anymore, but here and there I'll jump on Battlefront 2 and run a game or two. And it's still such an enjoyable game, and I'll always have those memories, man. It's the best.
Yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
I can't wait till the next game comes out. We all play, or
Dude.
whenever the hell Connor's finally gonna play Nicel Republic, you know.
Yeah,
Dude, do a
but
series on it, Connor. Like,
dude, I,
let's
no,
do it.
I
Stream
we
it.
have to watch
Dude,
it with him. We
honestly,
have
just
to
do
do it with
that.
him.
Just stream it, and I will just literally watch you play it. Because I've seen playthroughs of it. Like, I know what happens. I've never played it myself, but like, I've watched people play it, and my goodness, is it great. So, play
All right. We'll get that going. We will get that going. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you.
Pinky
That's so
promise through the camera.
funny.
Hell yeah. There we
Let's
go. He
go.
guys, he
Let's
pinky
go.
promised. If he doesn't uphold it, bully him in the comments. No.
It's just my dad yelling
Yeah.
at
To
That's
get
so
him, Pat. Oh, goodness.
funny. That's so funny. Yeah, do you want to touch on anything else? We've been going for a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
that's it. I mean, I don't want to freaking yell at anybody anymore, so
Yeah,
I think this is a good point. I've been looking at the time here. I think we've been going for like 45, 50. So,
hell yeah.
solid pod, boys. That was fun. Thanks for the
Absolutely, yes.
podcasting.
Final thoughts, Mando and Grogu, what do we think?
I'm excited. Really like the poster for certain reasons. And I'm excited to see more. I want to see a full trailer next. And I can't wait to go see it in theaters.
Yeah, I'm also very excited whether we do or not watch it. We definitely have to get together after and talk about it, man, because I'm more excited now, and I'm sure there's going to be things that they announce as we get closer that are really going to be fun and make this Star Wars experience again.
Damn right. I can't wait to see Jeremy Allen White as Rada the Hutt.
God, I really hope he's a bro, man. Like
Yeah.
I
A gym
really
bro.
do.
He's on that
Yeah.
creatine.
He's on the trend, bro. He has steroids. That you know what's crazy too. All right, so what's crazy too is like a Hutt specifically are some of the hardest species to kill in Star Wars. They are like that you can't poison them. You like you
Leia
can't
got it
bring them.
down.
Yeah. Well, that's because Jabba was not really the most J Hutt of all time, you know. But man, dude, Rada is looking like he is going back to Old Republic era pinnacle of the Hutts where they were literally making. They're some of the oldest races in the galaxy, guys. It's insane. I may have to drop some knowledge before the movie, but yeah.
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 Hell
Nice.
yeah. All right. We could just keep going for another hour, man, because we're talking about the Hutts. But yeah, if you're still listening, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Follow us at the Starlight Podcast on all channels. Where can we find you guys?
At Daddy Sheev on TikTok, give me a follow.
Let's go. Anywhere you can find at Lord Dagavir fam, it is going around. Streams are happening every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have our horror playlist going on right now for the spooky Star Wars fam. You know what time it is. Ready up.
Ready up,
Ready
unlock
up.
the knowledge.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. May the force be with you.